Reality can be either something or nothing. And if it was nothing, there would be nothing to ask this question. And I think nothing is hard. It may be impossible. It certainly is unimaginable. For one, across your entire existence, you emit infrared radiation. Some of it pierces the sky. And once it gets out there, it travels forever. People who are long gone will carry on making their impression on the universe. I repeat, reality or a universe of nothing is probably impossible. And even if you had nothing, subatomic particles do not obey the rules of time and probably many other rules. If you have nothing for long enough, I think something will eventually emerge. As things stand, we live in a strange particle soup, and it will be particles all the way down, and back and forth in time, as if a clock meant nothing. Space is a really, really good name for what surrounds us, because it probably goes on forever. This something that we live in is actually running an infinite number of experiments, down from the very depths of the subatomic world, all the way up to superclusters and beyond. Both as a function of what are probably shifting universal constants, and its size and flexibility. And in some places, likely very far apart, too far apart to cross in any meaningful way, dust will coalesce into stars, and whatever dirt remains in their orbits will become planets. There are so many of them that eventually one planet somewhere, even right upon its creation, will immediately burp up a kind of a proto-creature. It won't be life, not really, but it won't be just more dust. There are so many of these burps happening throughout the infinity of space that one little thing somewhere will be shoved into a process of evolution. The process of evolution is as mechanical as igniting a star. It just happens as a function of fundamental principles. And with that little something being guided by evolution, life and consciousness will almost immediately emerge. Not everywhere, but there is so much space, there are so many experiments. There is a moment where evolution brightens up a mind, and the creature begins to think, to plan, to prepare. They will continue evolving, and those who survive by their wits will eventually form a tribe. They will huddle up to protect each other. And this is where humanity began. You are the distant descendant of powerful survivors and warriors, who eventually began building cities, and eventually got stung by a wrinkle in our mind. Before we were fully conscious, we survived by listening or watching our elders, and this trait remains with us today. We blindly believe, protect, and are willing to die for whatever it is that we are born into. To repair this, wise men invented philosophy and started writing great philosophical volumes about rising above our limits. Those who wanted larger cities and more power began writing their books too. You are a thing of the universe of something. The exact process that got you here can be estimated, but never really known in full. Science can only measure what is available, but so much has faded away in time. And anyways, so much of the things in our past is pure chaos that it cannot be untangled. But you are you, and no one is like you. You are so complex in your mind that you will only happen once. You are a kind of a gift to the universe. The fingers on your hands show the number of decades you have. They remind you to be healthy and to live life cautiously and wisely. Each decade must be lived meaningfully, as it is precious. Be of good cheer, but also please make sure that the older you will love it all as well. Just like the ball of dirt burped up a thing that needed evolution, your body emerged a brain, a consciousness, a mind that now requires another mechanical process. From a very crude perspective, though easy to explain to people with computers, your mind is kind of like a computer that requires an operating system. And the operating system requires upgrades to make it efficient and more secure against attackers. Just as critical as the coalescing of a sun or the evolution of a thing of dust is your inheritance of the best of wisdom that was left behind by the previous generations. Your attackers will hope to use indoctrination to feed off of you. Your love of wisdom begins with self-education, but it does not end at merely leading a beautiful and meaningful existence. You have to recreate the books for the next generations, so that nothing is ever lost. Bring in as much of what you held dear, and then add the wisdom that you synthesized on your own, and write it all down. Narrate it if you can. Let the future hear your voice. You are not just to learn from others, but to grow up and all the way up until you become a great being, just like your teachers. In a way, you are a connection that will help humanity in its endless march forward towards more wisdom and more greatness, but which you must understand through and through, is that you are an independent consciousness. Once you inherit all the knowledge and wisdom that you need, where you go and what you do is yours to decide. You are not a tool. You are not a stepping stone. You are an irreplaceable miracle of the universe. And whatever it is that you do can only make the universe even more beautiful.